You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Act 2 of tonight's Monday version of Nightlight with Peach Wobbin and Greg Bach. It is so great to have you with us. We've got some fun guests, a great question. We talked a little bit about what happened over the weekend. If you missed the first hour, by the way, it is available. Greg, you want to tell the listeners where they can find hour number one?
Yeah, simply go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. You can look through. You'll probably be able to find a vast amount of episodes going back before I joined the show, but all of last week, our first week as Nightlight 2.0, therefore your listening availabilities, you can download episodes, take them wherever you'd like. You can also, if you don't have a radio in front of you, you can always listen to us live via the Civic Media app. Download it wherever you get your apps, and you can listen to the shows, you can check out news, you can call, text, leave a voice note if you'd like. When we have call-in contests, like our text-to-win contest, should I say text-to-win contest, call-in contest, that's not what we do. But when we have text-to-win contests, you can participate through there. In fact, you have to. So if you want to be part of the Civic Media universe, get that Civic Media app and listen to us anytime you like. It's absolutely free.
Don't cost nothing. It is great to have you here. If you missed the first hour, that was fun. Dr. Horowitz, fascinating stuff. Love talking to her.
I love science.
We've got this is going to be fun, too. At 6:20, folks, one of my favorite Madisonians, Victoria Davis, will be here. She is a columnist, or a writer, I should say, for the Capital Times, and she does a lot of freelance work as well. She is immersed in the world of animation, so we'll talk about all that stuff with Victoria. She's a lot of fun. That's at 6:20. Our question of the night. Dom, I think we should just go crazy here and reintroduce the thing. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay. What's your favorite song that involves a day of the week? I went with, I picked a couple, Greg.
Yeah.
I went with Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters.
Okay.
Like it. And I love the song Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. But somebody said on the text line, Friday I'm in Love, which is another one. I'm a big fan of The Cure. But Robert Smith did a song, did a version of that song with Olivia Rodrigo during concert. And
Really?
And, yeah. And I'm not, I don't know really much about Olivia Rodrigo, but it was awesome. He's like her idol, apparently. And it was really fun. So there's, I guess I just gave three. Do you have one?
I love Saturday in the Park by Chicago. I really, really love that song. What else did I have here on my list? Blue Monday by
New Order.
Oh my gosh. New Order. Yep. Yeah. I love it. And great, I love the 12-inch version, all 7 minutes of it, where it's like, it's 2 minutes and 19 seconds before a single word is spoken. But I do really love that song. And then, of course, Pleasant Valley Sunday, because I love the Monkees, y'all.
Love that song. That's like one of those songs that just, when it starts, you're not turning it off. And I love Blue Monday, I kind of forgot about, but I love New Order. One of my workout tunes, when I work out once a month, is Bizarre Love Triangle. And same deal. It's got like this 4 minute lead in, and then it just kicks in. They're great at that. I love those tunes.
Dom, what about you? Do you have a favorite song that has a day of the week in there?
Yeah, Greg, you might not like this, but it's Thursday's Child. Yes.
Why wouldn't I like it? Why wouldn't I like it?
David Bowie.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, yeah, I love David Bowie. Why would I not like that?
I was
did
sorry.
You think I didn't like Bowie?
I didn't think you liked David Bowie. I'm totally on me.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Where in the annals of Civic Media did I give anyone that impression that I didn't like?
Okay, I don't know.
Here's the deal. This is Aaron Zomer. This is Aaron Zomer sitting in the studio. One time, I asked Greg before a show if he liked David Bowie or what he thought about David Bowie. He said a little overrated, and so this is my fault for the confusion. Sorry, I told Dom you said Bowie was overrated, so blame me.
What? I would have never have said.
You might have been joking too, right?
I think you were joking. Slander. This is a trick to take me down. I shan't be.
find I don't. You're a music guy, Greg, and even if you don't love David Bowie, he's not your favorite. I would have trouble. I would have issue thinking you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love David. I love David Bowie. I can't imagine a world where I must have been sarcastic or something. Maybe it was Bizarro Greg in the studio. Ooh, that day. I have no idea. Evil twin or just annoying twin. Not so much evil, just really irritating.
Irritating twin.
But I love David Bowie so much that back in the early 2000s, he had his own thing called BowieNet, which was an ISP. So you signed up and you got your internet service through this BowieNet, which ended up costing me $2,700 because they had some shady business dealings. He didn't. He had nothing to do with it. He just put his name on it because he was all about like new technologies. It was the company itself that was terrible. But yeah, no, that's...
He's got to take some of the blame for that, though, I think.
Yeah, he's fine. Well, he's dead, so it doesn't matter anymore. So
he's off the hook. Aaron Zommer is interesting that he weighed in then because he says Blue Monday by New Order, also a great, another vote for Blue Monday. And he says, absolutely iconic synth lines. See, that's music industry jargon. I kind of get it, but I like when Zommers goes inside baseball. He's great at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I got another Pleasant Valley Sunday. I just love that song. The Monkees just take me back. It's just,
they're fun.
It was my first concert. I love them.
Yeah. Zommers also says, I have a nice rocks glass that says Get Nutty in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
From when Greg was up there on a show tour with some other than hosts. Okay, well, that's good.
That was a lot of fun. That's when we experienced Butternut, and we experienced Park Falls and Hayward and just some lovely people up there who just really took care of us, including our very own Darla up there, as well as Big G, and then just great people in the community too. So we had a really good time.
Sounds like I missed out on one heck of a young Christian singles road trip. In the 608 just says, we love you both. Well, thank you, Greg.
I think
they were referring to earlier in the show when we were talking about how I wasn't there. Maybe?
Oh, maybe. I mean,
Uh, 608 also says, very British of you, me, Yellow Submarine. Love it. Great one. Although, wait a minute. That does not have a day of the week. Yellow.
No. Yellow is not a day of the week.
Tuesday? I don't know.
What's your favorite day of the week? Yellow. I love yellow.
Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Pleasant Valley Sunday. Another one. That's on the text or on the social media responses too. She says, I wonder if Conrad knew Carol King co-wrote it. I was getting after Conrad one night because he was playing too much Carole King. So Monica has a laser memory. That is impressive. well done, Monica. And then we've got 815. Oh, Dom, you got to do the honors here. This is a very special text, near and dear to your heart.
What? Can you repeat? What did you?
815.
Oh, the 815 number, yes. Question of the day, Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure. This was my mother. This was my mom.
Did you have any idea that your mother loved The Cure? That makes your mom cool.
Yeah, I had no idea. So now I'm like really hyped. I'm going to call her after the show and, I'm going to say thank you.
You'd be like, hey, mom, who's The Cure? And...
But you're not reading the most important part of the text, Dom, if you scroll down just a little bit.
Chicago from South Side of Chicago.
No, she said, I love this one and your show, Christine. Oh, thank you, Christine.
Yeah, sweet.
The backpacking, if it comes up. we've also, Christine from the South Side of Chicago. There you go. Your mom's a South Sider, Dom?
Yeah, I am too. We're all South Siders, So.
But you got the, you already gave her whole phone number. I think I can give the area code.
No, don't.
Do that again. We are originally South Siders too. That's interesting. Bridgeport. Going way back though, I'm talking. 920 says, Friday, I'm in Love, The Cure. Great tune, lots of fun. And what else do we have here? Peter in New London says, if you count the Sabbath as a day of the week, I'd go with Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
That's a great song. That's a great song. I love Black Sabbath. I love those Ozzy years.
I like Black Sabbath.
Really? Yes, you do.
I know the basics. That's it.
Grab a copy of Masters of Reality. Actually, just grab the first like five Black Sabbath albums. They're all only like 30 minutes a piece. And just kick back with some headphones and listen to just huge guitars, gigantic drums.
Yeah.
And just wonderful stuff. Something like Sweet Leaf. I mean, come on now. Sweet Leaf. Cool. I love it. Barb listening in Waukesha, while listening to WAUK says, "Hi, Pete and Greg. I'm enjoying your show. I love Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. Also, the Happy Days theme song." And that always reminds me of the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer when they're like, "Turn down the Bay City Rollers. The soccer game." And he should have said the football match. He didn't. He said the soccer game.
Oh, that's a good catch. Look at the size of that boy's head. Great.
It's like Sputnik, spherical, yeah, pointy in many directions.
This was funny from earlier in the show, 608 again. 608, you need to identify yourself, I think, so we can give you proper credit. But 608 says, MJP listening online, formerly listening on WFHR Wisconsin Rap. I know Ashland and Hayward. I love them both. Please stop playing good places against each other, even though Spooner blows.
Okay, first of all, watch the language, MJP listening online. Second, nobody was doing that. Was Tony on the live stream who started like a fight between Hayward and Ashland. I'm like, I'm not trying to start any of that guff here. I love them both. No fights. And David Bowie is amazing.
David Bowie.
Ha-ha!
Good call. You read Barb from Waukesha. Let's make sure we don't. Cam says we're all going to call Dom's mom. Please don't, Cam.
No, you don't. You're not going to.
Social media. On Facebook, we've got, Alan Martin says, not necessarily my favorite, but a favorite, Days of the Week, Stone Temple Pilots. Ooh, that works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Daniel Wheeler says, first song that popped into my head was the theme song to Happy Days. Another vote for Happy Days, where nice. They say every weekday. Right. Robert Bro on social media says Saturday in the Park. Great tune.
And love that song.
Greg Bach favorite. Comedian Vince Morato, very funny gentleman, says Boomtown Rats, I don't like Mondays appropriately.
Okay. We had some live stream too. Stacy on the live stream says Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. I like playing that song by saying like that was Monday on Tuesday here on your station for whatever. And then Tony also says, he said Manic Monday. My kids sing it often, which is very funny to watch and listen to. A song written by Prince for Susanna Hoffs.
That's I forgot about that. That's a great tune, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great tune. He wrote it for her. He wanted her to sing that solo, but she's like, no, I'm in a band. And he was like, okay, I guess. And that's Prince.
Do I like it better knowing Prince wrote it, or am I? Because I like the Bengals.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wrote it for her. He didn't write it first and perform it. He wrote it for her and said, here, be a star. And she's like, I will be a star with my band. And he said, drats.
You got to kind of respect both sides there.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. We've got some more texts we'll get to probably in the last segment. But keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite song with a day of the week in the title? Mm-hmm. Brenda Gernsocia also says Manic Monday by the Bengals. And our pal Rich LoCascio says Pleasant Valley Sunday, Greg.
Boom.
By the Monkees.
Cannot not love the Monkees, friends. They are a fantastic group.
Awesome stuff. We are coming right back on Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Radio Network with Victoria Davis, people.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Not to tap your toe. That's a great song, and it's The Cure. Fantastic stuff. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, folks. We are here co-hosting Nightlight on the Civic Media Network, and it is so great to have you here on this Monday as we get through. It's going to be nice this week, Greg. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't, honestly. I've been looking at a lot of stuff right now. I didn't look at the weather at all. Yeah, actually, we got some, especially this coming weekend, we got some 50s and 60s maybe happening. Seems like we're getting out of winter. Could it
be
possible?
You're not as weather centric as me. Weather does not affect your moods. It seems like you're just like the roll with whatever guy. And
no, I'm
that.
Like I'm like an old man where like a directly affects me for about 30 seconds, and it's usually just if it's snowing, and I'm like, ah, come on, and I go back to my life. But yeah, I mean, it's I don't get affected by the weather too much. I mean, I'll quote garbage. I'm only happy when it rains, but you know, it's fine.
Oh, that's a nice one.
It's a really good song.
That's like rain. Yellow is like Tuesday. Rain would probably be Wednesday. So we can equate somehow that to a question.
I like how you're bending your own rules right now.
I totally am. It is my pleasure, folks, to welcome to the show one of my favorite Madisonian writers who has an inside look at the world of animation. And she's also going to talk some Oscars with us tonight as well as what is happening in Madison. Some really fun shows coming up. We'll hopefully cover all of that with our next guest, Miss Victoria Davis. Welcome, Victoria.
Hi, everybody.
Great to have you here. How are you?
I am good. My family just walked in with Culver's, so you might hear some excited child screams in the background. But
well, I'm glad you haven't bailed.
Huh?
I'm glad you haven't bailed and just ran for the cheese curds.
I texted my husband being like, save my food for me. Gone. All those french fries will be gone otherwise.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump in. Before we jump in, do you have a favorite song about a day of the week?
I don't have a favorite, like I have an artist that has a day of the week name in it, which has a favorite song of mine, which is, I thought I would mix it up. So I like Lemonade by I Don't Like Mondays, which is a Japanese pop band. And I really like that song.
I knew you were going to pick something obscure because like your area of expertise is so far above my head, but meet Greg Bock, Victoria, part of the Nightlight family now.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I'm looking forward to this conversation because I love animation, but I feel like there's so much animation out there that I don't know where to begin. It feels very overwhelming. So to find an expert to come on the show and talk about it is going to be very fun and kind of like get me started because I would really love to know more about it. So this is perfect conversation.
I will try to live up to the expert title. I hope I can.
She smells cheese curds right now, folks. Bear with her. So you have this great... Okay, so you told me about the Annie Awards. And I have to admit, I didn't even know what they were. I had to Google it, and it's just kind of an affectionate name for animation awards, mm-hmm. the Annie Awards. I love that. Were you there, or did you just write about it? And how many of those films were you familiar with? You're kind of immersed in that world.
Almost all of them I was familiar with because we do this. We're very intentional at my job at Animation World Network about covering as many of the films as possible before preliminary voting starts for the awards, because we're trying to give them all a bit of a spotlight. So very familiar with all of them. I wasn't in person, unfortunately, this year because my family and I are planning a trip abroad this summer and we had to make decisions about financial choices.
Sure.
But next year I really hope to attend in person. There was a very, I think highly anticipated win where K-pop Demon Hunters swept the stage with, I believe it was 10 awards. I think they won in almost every category they were nominated in. And then, less known was, Snow Bear by Aaron Blaze, who's a Disney animator, and he did his own animated short that won best animated short at that at the awards. So two very well-deserved wins, and it was cool.
I feel like K-pop Demon Hunters is one of those things that people wanted to dislike because it's Netflix or whatever, and they're like, nope, I listened to it. Songs are really good. Animation's really good. Really, really love that movie. Have you seen it? Have you guys seen it? Oh, you haven't seen it? You got to see it. Like, everyone just was incredulous and then fell in love, and you cannot deny how fun it is. It's just really fun. Yeah.
It's a vortex. I actually, my friend had tried to get me into K-pop stuff for years because of the fee. I mean, I work in animation. I'm in the anime world constantly. And she's like, oh, I can totally get Victoria into K-pop. And it never really stuck. And then I watched that movie and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm in the vortex now. You caught me.
I'm Love embarrassed. It. I haven't seen it yet. But it beat out some heavy hitters. Zootopia 2, which is crushing. It's been in like the top five for 10 weeks at the box office. And then Bad Guys 2. So it is an absolute phenomenon. I have to check it out.
Yeah, it really, I think it was an extremely obscurely named movie. And everyone thought this is going to be a very niche film. And it ended up just becoming this phenomenon that nobody expected. They were on Saturday Night Live the other day. I mean, it's just, it's gone bananas. They were the first to win. Like they were top of the Billboard charts for a long time and broke all kinds of records and went platinum. I mean, it's gone bananas.
Wow. Victoria Davis is our guest. She writes for the Capital Times and lots of stuff in freelance capacity. And she is also our animation expert here at Nightlight. Mm-hmm. And I realize we have an animation expert and you are an expert, Victoria, at least when it comes to us, we respect your opinion. We're going to do a very short, we're going to break for the news. And when we come back, I know Greg has some questions about gorillas. Another thing I didn't know anything about, a short film by the band. And it's, I was looking it up earlier today. It looks really cool. And then we'll delve into some Oscar talk too. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite song that involves a day of the week? Matt Harper, my favorite rock rap artist in Green Bay, says Ice Cube Friday. Pat Francis says Waiting for Wednesday, Lisa Loeb. And Boris Hamilton says, Wednesday week, the Undertones. Keep those texts coming, folks.
Please.
We're getting some good activity on this. All right. We're coming right back, folks, after the news. Victoria Davis is here. She's going to go wolf down some cheese curds, and she will be back to
She looked finish. At him. She just looked at him. She's like, you're over there.
They're calling your name, Victoria. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Bach, good God. The Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe, and there is Greg Bach, Mr. Bach. This is Nightlight, and it is great to have you with us on this Monday night. We are talking to the wonderfully talented Victoria Davis, who writes for the Capital Times, and she does a lot of work for the animation. What does AVN stand for again?
Animation World Network.
AWN. There we go.
AVN. AVN stands for something way different, Pete.
Oh, is that the Porno Awards?
Yeah, that totally is, buddy.
I got shut out by them again, fifth year in a row. So we've got Victoria here. And Greg, I'm excited because I know you want to ask about gorillas. So why don't we start there? Because I'm curious. This is a phenomenon, and it's so cool based on what I just learned about it today.
Well, gorillas, for those who don't know, was at one point like the side project of Damon Albarn after Blur broke up. He had a bunch of other things, and he did this band that was all animation. He didn't want to be on the spotlight. And it turned into this whole industry for himself. And I mean, I don't know your thoughts on the videos, but I feel like Gorillaz puts out some of the most beautiful, amazing music videos. But now they've come out with a film, correct?
Yeah, it's their first, because they tried to do a feature film a few years back, which never saw the light of day. Just, you know, logistically didn't quite work out. But this one, they were like, we want to do something longer form. Let's make it a short film. Let's reach out to the Lion Animation Studios in Australia or in London to make it happen. And the Lion's done some amazing work, but this is, I think, my favorite thing that they've ever done. And not just because I'm super biased, because I love gorillas.
Yeah.
But this was really cool too, because I didn't know this until after I had done the interview and I was writing the article, doing some background on them. But they, this particular short film is, you know, obviously it's looped into the album that came out, The Mountain, on the same day. But it's sort of an exploration about life and death, following the deaths of both the Gorillaz founders' fathers.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until after I had done the interview.
And that's the thing, is like, for me, like we were talking about this earlier, is that, you know, Gorillaz is, if I'm not mistaken, like I've looked this up really quick here, but they are going to be nominated. I mean, they're going to be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like in like this year. They're eligible this year. And a lot of groups who are around for that long, you know, you can say like, oh, their first years are great, or they have this comeback album that's amazing. But Gorillaz, in my opinion, have never let up on their material. And the fact that they made a movie makes perfect sense for everything they've ever done. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing this. So I can't wait.
It's on YouTube. You can watch it right after the show.
Great.
It came out on YouTube on Friday. It came out with the release of the album, but it is on YouTube for everybody to see, and it is gorgeous. And they used they were, you know, digitally imitating 2D cell animation, like where it's hand drawn and everything. But to get that look right, they actually did do 2D hand drawings and actual watercolor backgrounds to assist with that. So a lot of it is hand drawn and hand done. And it's gorgeous. It's very reminiscent of 60s 2D animation. The Jungle Book is a parallel. A lot of people.
Yes. Yeah.
But I actually, to me, it also kind of reminded me just like atmospheric wise of like Apocalypse Now, which the line was like, oh, perfect. That's kind of the vibe of the whole video.
So yeah. What, I mean, for those that aren't aware of this band, as I was not, it's a virtual band, but they have concerts where they have a big screen and then they actually have dudes playing.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Are there a lot of bands like that? I'm totally unfamiliar with that world. And I'm kind of tip my hat to the band members that actually play, but give the credit to what we're seeing on screen in the animation.
Well, yeah. The band is the brainchild of Damon Albarn and Jamie Howlett. Like, they're the two people who are, and I feel like Damon is in charge of the music and Jamie's in charge of the art. But I mean, that was the whole crux of it. Is like, Damon came out of this like monumentally worldwide famous band Blur, where they were like playing soccer stadiums, and he's like, I don't want that anymore, so how about I just do the music and I'll send a fake band on tour, and that's how we'll do. And he tours with them, but he stays in the shadows. Oh my god, that'd be amazing. I would love that. I'd love to play music and then never be known. Oh, so great.
Jamie was one of the directors. It was Jamie and then two of the line animators that directed the short film, because they always the line also did they did a Horizons music video for them, and then they've done a few music videos for them.
Yeah. Joe on the stream says, love Gorillaz, their Beck collab, Valley of the Pagans is my favorite single. So there you go. Thanks to Victoria Davis for and Greg Bach for interview educating me on this. Really cool
I know
band.
So much useless music.
Greg, do you have a favorite song of theirs?
Oh, period. Oh my gosh. Well, there's one that I cannot stop listening to all the time lately. I mean, it's a single, but it's Cracker Island. I just love that
song.
That's
my favorite.
Because it just, you cannot like not sing along. It's the beat is it honestly reminds me of Blue Monday, in as soon as the song starts, I'm like, oh, here we go. It's just a super good song. Thundercat is on it, and I like, it's a great dance track. But I mean, there's just a pile of songs of theirs that I really, really enjoy, but that one I just can't stop playing.
Yeah, that's my favorite too, is Cracker Island. I listen to it whenever I travel and I'm just like in the airports, because it's just I think it's like a nice it's a nice walk to the next date kind of song.
Yeah.
That's so great. Victoria Davis is our guest here on Nightlight. Victoria, you have articles everywhere. Tell people if they want to get familiar with your work, where should they look for you?
You can go on my website, which is victoriadavisdepiction.com. I have a lot of my kind of favorite articles up on that website, but then I also have a link to all of the recent articles that I've done. To keep it more up to date for people that want to see the more recent stuff. You can go on the Cap Times website, which is where my local stories are. And then Animation World Network, AWN.com, is where all of my animation stuff is.
That's so great. And full disclaimer, Victoria did a great article about Nightlight about probably over a year ago now, but that was really fun to read. And that's when I became a fan. So
I like Pete. I like you.
I didn't know her before that. That's what I'm saying. So let's talk Oscars. We were talking about the film Frankenstein, which I just saw last week, and I thought it was outstanding. And I honestly can't believe I have not heard more about it. Like, some people have seen it. It got pretty good reviews, and people are like, yeah, it's good. But I can't believe people aren't raving about it. I love the interpretation.
I agree. I think I love everything Guillermo del Toro does, but I also have always loved Frankenstein. It's always been one of my favorite stories. And so I knew once he had signed up to do a story on, or he had done to do an adaptation on it, that I was going to be interested. And then my husband and I went to go see it. And we both were like, this is our favorite film of the year. Hands down. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. He just feels like one of those directors where when they say they're going to take, it's like when they said they were going to make a Barbie movie, I'm like, what? And they said Greta Gerwig. I'm like, okay. Like as soon as yeah. if they say the thing, and I might be hesitant, but when they say who the director will be, I then will lean back and be like, oh, you know what? They are going to approach it in their perfect way. And, yes. and yeah, Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein movie. It's also on my big list that I'm going to be knocking out this weekend of Oscar movies. But yeah, that one my wife really enjoyed.
And there's like a little bit of trust there. When you hear that he does it, you're like, okay, great.
Yep,
and it's
exactly.
Jacob Elordi, a younger, hotter Frankenstein.
I was shocked that he did so. I mean, I knew him from Kissing Booth, and I was like, really? This is the guy that you chose? But he killed it. Absolutely.
Oh, he's great.
He's everywhere too now. Like, I had no idea who Jacob Elordi was at first. I thought that was like a fragrance, Elordi, like something like that.
It will be now. Sydney Sweeney soap and Jacob Elordi cologne.
No, thank you.
What else have you seen, Victoria, when it comes to the Oscar nominees?
Obviously lots of the animation stuff. There's the Elio from Pixar. There's the K-pop Demon Hunters that we talked about before, which is just everywhere. Won like 10 Annie Awards. And then Zootopia 2 from Disney. And then a couple lesser known ones, Arco, which was one that Natalie Portman helped to direct and produce. And then Little Amelie, or The Character of the Rain, which was also from France. Which we did a story on at Animation World Network. And that was, I think, one of my favorite. If I had to pick one outside of K-pop Demon Hunters, that's definitely up there for sure.
Okay.
Are those lesser known ones, are they available just on streaming, or is there a special place people can go? Is there a place where people can watch animation and anime like this?
I believe both Arco and Little Amelie are on Amazon to rent, I believe.
Okay.
And then, yeah, obviously K-pop on Netflix. And then I believe Elio and Zootopia are both on Disney Plus, I think. I think they are.
Yeah. I know Elio is, because I felt like that was the film. Like, it felt like, you know, you were in the animation world. There was a time, and it may be COVID, I have no idea, but like when a Pixar movie came out, there was no not hearing about it. And I feel like Elio really flew under the radar, and people are like, wait, there's a Pixar movie that came, what, Elio, what is that? And but people enjoyed it, people liked it, like the same thing with, what was it, Elements, I think it was Elements as well, where it came and kind of went, but people really liked it. But there's like, that didn't happen a few years ago when Pixar movies came out. They were events, like if you weren't going to see it, you knew they were coming out. And it's just surprising to me now that Pixar has movies where you say, oh, that flew under the radar.
I think part of it could be, and I could be wrong about this, but I think the partnership where you've got Disney Pixar now instead of Disney and Pixar, I think you've got often two films at the same time that are getting pushed ahead at the same time. And it can get difficult to give both the PR attention that they need to get out there.
That's interesting.
Maybe all these animated movies kept Tron Ares from being good. Sorry.
I think you're on to something, Greg.
Yeah.
Victoria Davis is our guest. She writes for the Capital Times and many other places and publications, and she does a lot of work for AWN, the Animated World Network. So I want to ask you real quick about Sinners, but I also want to, there's a couple really cool shows coming up in Madison that we talked about during the break. But what is your overall take on Sinners? Kind of an animated film, even though it's not, just because of the set decoration.
Yeah, well, you've got, I think we talked about before how it's like both Frankenstein and Sinners, it's like two monster movies duking it out for the Oscars right now.
Crazy.
Because I wasn't expecting Sinners to be as like monster movie charged as it was, and I actually really liked that it was, but the whole time it's a kind of a slow burn leading up to this massive massacre.
Spectacle,
But it's like, you've got, I mean, the music in it is electric. I couldn't get enough of it. I kept rewatching the dance scene where they're kind of exploring all the different eras of dance and genres of dance and everything. It's like, which is, it's supposed to be an ethereal experience, and it really did a good job of expressing that. And it's right as these monsters are like looming in. I mean, the whole thing felt very, it's unbelievable, unbelievably well directed, in my opinion.
Hey, this has been fun. We're going to have to wait and get to the upcoming shows another time, because I know I can hear your stomach growling, Victoria, and I know you have Culver's waiting for you. Thank you so much.
Culver's wafting in.
I can smell it through the stream. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Let's do it again soon. Yeah.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate you both.
Victoria Davis, check out her work in the Capital Times. We are coming right back to wrap things up, Greg. How do you like that?
I like that.
It's Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the way from me is Pete Schwabe with Dom Lee on the boards in Madison. You can always be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can still get your last thoughts in here on your favorite song that involves a day of the week. You can text it in right now. Via the Civic Media app, if you have it, you can always text, call, or leave a voice message, but you can do that through the Civic Media app or just text through right now. What is your favorite song that references a day of the week or has it in the title, I should say? Like for me, I love Saturday in the Park by Chicago, and everyone else is wrong. So,
win, lose.
Zero sum on this game, baby. Pete, you had some more text, though, that came through. You want to read those?
Got just a few more here. Cam from Appleton says Gorillaz also crossed over with Powerpuff Girls, Jack Black, and Bruce Willis.
Nice.
Know that. Thank you, Cam. Yeah. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says Pete and Greg, Allman Brothers, Stormy Monday played loud while sipping a good bourbon.
There you go.
I have totally rediscovered the Allman Brothers probably about 6 months ago, and I cannot get enough of them. Absolutely love the Allman Brothers.
Great. If you like them, you'd probably really love Tedeschi and Trucks, which, you know, that's Derek Trucks' uncle was in the Allman Brothers. Derek was in the Allman Brothers for a moment, too, an amazing slide player. So if you like that, you probably love them as well. And I think the Allman Brothers, do they still tour as a version of themselves now? I don't know.
It's just like the bass player and some other guys. Yeah, I don't know.
But there are really great bands out there, man, like them and Oteil Burbridge's band. He was in the Allman Brothers as well. There's like all that kind of music. There's still great groups touring right now where you can just go and watch really great musicians jam out. It's fun.
That's fantastic. We've got just a couple more here. Trig Rude says Tom Waits, The Heart of Saturday Night. Forgot about that song, too. Thank you, Trig. Jim Denny, I think this is Jim from Appleton, says Goodbye Ruby Tuesday, The Rolling Stones. Fantastic. Ian on social media says Friday on My Mind by The Easy Beats. Marissa Balistrieri says Saturday's Child, The Monkees. There you go, Greg.
Boom.
Erica Larson says Friday, I'm in Love, The Cure. Great songs. Nice. And great text, everybody. Thank you for being part of the show. This was a good
really,
one.
Really, really appreciate you all being with us tonight. Really love it. Stick around for tomorrow. Well, you can stick around. You have to wait for us. But
wait
tomorrow,
in front of your computer,
tomorrow we'll be back 5 to 7 p.m. as we always are, and we will be welcoming in the first hour Henry Redman, who is a staff reporter for the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about PFAS mitigation bill that was finally passed after years and years and years. And then in the second hour, we'll be talking to Kristen Toomey, a stand-up comic from Chicago, a friend of the show, a friend of mine, and it'll be a very, 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 very fun time. So,
as always.
Yeah, as always. Now, let's wrap it up with a quick tip of the evening. Tip of the day. I keep on messing that up. Tip of the day. Tip of the day. So, Pete, I don't know if you knew this, but today, March the 2nd, is National Old Stuff Day, which is here to tell us to look through our stuff because we're coming about the spring cleaning times. People talk about spring cleaning. I don't know about you. My wife and I have spent the past year going small project by small project, getting things cleaned up and sorted out and getting rid of stuff? How do you approach that when you do it? When you're at your house, you're like, I got to clean this room or clean this closet out. How do you do it?
I like to just, my method is when it drives me crazy, I just finally do it. But yeah. I do have a funny story. My friend Pat Francis loves organizing things.
Mm-hmm.
And when we lived in LA, we had this garage that was just basically a storage unit. And he came over to help my wife organize it. And my wife is a teacher. She's a bit of a pack rat, and she, or was, she's much better now. And Pat looks over and he says, hey, Mary, do you still want to keep this box full of old bibs? So, I mean, the kids were way past bib time. That's our method.
That's yes, I understand that. And for me, and the reason why, like, I'm glad Dom brought this up, because for me, it's been about going through these, like, you know, I did a big garage redo last year. I've done quite a few closets. Like this spring, my wife and I are both going to tackle the basement, like the laundry room portion of the basement where all of our storage is. And my tip of the night is simply, do not get overwhelmed by the project. Look at what you need to do, break it up into pieces. And if you can do it over the course of a few days, get it done. You'll feel so much better than trying. Cause like, this is my thing, Pete, is I would look at my garage every Sunday morning and go, I got to do that today. And I wouldn't do it because I'm like, it's going to take too long. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll do it later. And instead, what I did is I cleaned my garage over the course of 5 days, 6 days, for like 2 hours at a pop, and got it done and felt way better. So that's my tip. National Old Stuff Day, go through your stuff, get rid of it, but do it in a way that doesn't overwhelm you, or else you'll never get it done. And then 3 years from now, you're like, I got to clean out my closet still. Ugh.
Baby steps, right?
That's, yeah, baby steps.
I totally agree with that. I can't always do that. Sometimes when I start something,
yes,
I'm a
yes.
little obsessive, and mm-hmm. I like to, but I totally get that. And I wish I was more like that. And the problem is, when you throw stuff out, you don't know if it's going to, like, I threw out vinyl records 30 years ago, like, and I threw them out, donated them, and now they're back. Like, what do you get rid of and what don't you?
Well, I mean, that's where you got to be honest with yourself. Vinyl records, I get that. Clothing, probably get rid of it, you know?
Get rid of the bell bottoms?
If you've packed something and it's moved with you 2 or 3 times and you've never unpacked it, you can probably get rid of it. Okay. That's what I say. I'm a big proponent of ditching the old. As long as it doesn't have sentimental or monetary value, get rid of it. It's fine.
I've still got We Are the World t-shirts. That's what I'm dealing with here.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do. Rags. Cut them up. Make them into rags. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We aren't the world, Pete. Come on. That's what we know now. All right, folks. On behalf of Pete, I'm going to thank Dominic and Tucker and engineering and traffic. Without them, nothing gets done. We are talking into microphones that do not work. I want to thank everyone who called, texted, put a comment on the live stream. Without you, there is no us. Thank you very much to our guests, Dr. Mariel Borowitz, as well as Victoria Davis, for being on today. Remember, tomorrow we're talking Henry Redman from the Wisconsin Examiner, as well as Kristen Toomey, a wonderful comedian from Chicago. But that does it for us. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you. Don't go anywhere. There's plenty more happening on Civic Media. Pete, say goodnight.
Good night, Wisconsin.
Good night, folks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.